Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everybody. Trying to fix myself up here. How are you doing? Hello, hello. Just waiting for some more people to get on. Amen. I don't have a technician with me for today. Hey, Sandy. I'm going to use my magnification glass to read it, y'all. Hey, y'all. How are you? Amen and amen. God bless you. Let me see how many people came on already. Waiting to get started. Waiting to get started, y'all. Waiting to get started. So how about today? We're going to be talking about it's fixed. Amen. It is fixed. Just give me 1 minute. Amen, you guys. How about I had such a great time, a great time, a great time at St. Paul Chapel Baptist Church on this weekend. Woo-hoo! Sunday, it was live, y'all. It was so awesome. God showed up, and he just did his thing. And I really prayed a prayer up in there, y'all. Amen. So I bless God for you all. Just hopping on the call on today. Just waiting for some more folks to jump on, and then we'll get started. Amen. Don't forget to share this broadcast. I'm under Hope Victorious on my Facebook page, and Hope Victorious, the number 2 on Instagram, and then on Twitter, Hope Victorious. Amen and amen. Amen, you all. So I'm going to get started on today. I'm going to be coming from Joel. And I'm going to be reading the 12th and 13th verse, Joel, the 12th and 13th verse. Amen and amen. God bless you all. So hyped up and excited on today. I am your host. If anyone that's new on the call, I am your host, Reverend Wanda Martin Woodard, and I'm the CEO and founder of Blog Talk Radio, not of Blog Talk Radio, but my show is through Blog Talk Radio called Hope Victorious. So I'm the CEO and founder of Hope Victorious, y'all. So I do bless God for you all on today. I may not be able to read like my comments on today, but I'll be able to read them a little later. Amen. Hi, Karen Wilson, because I don't have a technician with me today. I know my mom is going to be like, I told you I would come be there. But it's okay, because God is good. Amen. So let's get started, you guys. On today, we're going to be talking about it's fixed. It is fixed. Amen. But let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, Father. Lord, I pray, Father God, Lord, that you would just come into this presence, God. Lord, I already feel you, God. I already know that you're there, Father. God, I love you, God. I adore you, Father. I lift you up. I give you the highest praise, Lord God. Lord, I know that you're a miracle worker. I know that you are a healer, and I know that you are a restorer, God. God, I bless your name on today, God. Lord, I bless your name on today, Father. And it's in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. God is a keeper. Hallelujah. He is a healer. He is a mind regulator and a heart fixer. And I just so love the Lord. Oh, yes, I do. Hi, Tanya. You didn't get a chance to call me, but I bless God for you for coming out and bringing your mama Sheila with you. Amen. So we had a fired-up good time, but I know you're working. Tanya is an entrepreneur, you guys, and she owns her own preschool daycare / preschool. She get kids ready for school. She get those babies ready, honey, her assistant Jean Hunter. Latanya, if you have any vacancies, just put the name of your preschool up. She is dynamite, you guys. And when I tell you this woman right here, your child will come out getting making honor roll in the kindergarten, okay? So we bless God for her entrepreneurship. And Tanya been in child care for how over 30-something years, as long as I have been knowing her. So we bless God for her on today. So, Tanya, if you have any vacancies, any availabilities, put the name of your child care facility up. Amen. For your child care. Amen. So we thank God for look at God, honey. Let me say, if any other entrepreneurs that's on here, you can type in your venue. You can type in your your custom is. Just type it in, you guys. Amen. Because we into resources. We not into stealing from other folk and not sharing what God has blessed us with. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, ain't no time to be sitting around being jealous. Amen. Because guess what? What's for you is for you. Can't nobody take nothing from you unless God allow it. And if God does allow it, I guarantee you, honey, he is going to restore everything that was taken from you. Hallelujah. So we do bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I thank God for my parents not raising us to be jealous of one another, jealous of our friends, jealous of our coworkers, jealous of people in the neighborhood. No, what's theirs is theirs. Amen. Hallelujah. We can stop being so jealous of each other. We can help lift each other up. Amen. The Bible says you're supposed to esteem yourself higher than others. Amen. That's not our topic on today, but while I was there, I just had to talk about it. Amen. Amen. So I bless God for you. So on today, let us get started. When I tell you it's fixed, hallelujah, it is fixed, hallelujah. New places, new beginnings, God. How thank God for it, hallelujah. Believe in God that God is going to expand, hallelujah. Your business, Tanya, hallelujah, Jesus, because he's sending the children. Oh, my God, and I bless God for you, hallelujah, God. We thank God for healing her husband, Randy, and also Deacon Randy, and also Aunt Pearlie sending the healing upon her. Thank God for my God brother, Pastor Paul Thomas. God continue to heal him and heal his body and bless God. Amen. The God is faithful, y'all. I seen Deacon Brown the other day, and he was walking around like nothing ever even happened. I bless God for him. Amen. So, okay, you guys, let us get started. So I'm going to be coming from Joel chapter 2. I'm going to be reading the 12th and 13th verse. So, therefore, Joel chapter 2, verse 12. Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me all with all of your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. This is Joel, the prophet Joel, telling them what God is telling them what they need to do. And rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, to anger of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Amen. So even though the Lord, some folks, you know, sometimes they get it twisted, say, God don't get angry. No, he don't, but he's slow to anger. Plenty of the mercies, but slow to anger, but plenty of the mercies. But there do get a time where God is like, look, you got to check yourself and you got to get yourself together. Amen. So verse 13 says, and this was Joel telling the people of God, the people of Israel, what they need to do, because they were so stuck in their wayward way. you, but first I need you to turn to me. And that's what God is calling us to do, being obedient to God and turn to him. It's not always about committing fornication or committing adultery or stealing a lion. How about turning our backs on God? How about acting like he don't even exist and we forget about God after he didn't bless us and how we didn't cry and snotted all night long, and then when he blessed us, we turn around and forget about it. Can we even say, thank you, my Lord? Thank you, Lord? Remember, it's a constant journey. Don't manipulate God to blessing you and then you turn your back on God. Amen? That's a hurtful thing if you can imagine somebody doing that to you. Verse 13 says, and he said, and rend your heart and not your garments, and turn, and not your garments. He ain't concerned about your garments. He wants you to rend your heart. Give your heart up and to give to the Lord. He wants your heart. Amen? It says, turn to unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger. Now, they ain't saying he won't get angry, but slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. May God add a blessing to the reader of his word. I'm going to go down to verse 25 in just one moment. So this was the prophet on Joel speaking to the children of Israel, to the Jews, letting them know that to turn. If you read chapter 2, the beginning, a couple of verses, it was talking about, you know, how about God's wrath and coming in upon them, and also for them being in that desolate place. You ever be in that desolate place where you like, Lord, what is going on, Father? I don't know what's going on, but what I do know that it's fixed. Amen. I do know that it's like a fixed fight. Like God has already fixed it. He done already worked it out for you. Hallelujah. We sitting around sweating and upset about things that God has already done. Ouch, hello, because I have been there as well. You know, knowing that God has worked out a situation, but I'm up here fronting like, oh my God. And but if you think back of, and thank you all for the heart, if you think back of how God delivered, how God set you free, how God fixed that situation when they told you what you can't have, when they told you there won't be no child care services, when they tell you you won't ever be able to become an entrepreneur, or tell my niece, Romika, you, there's no way that you can create a product of edge control and a product of her clothing line, her maternity clothing line, and look how God opened the door. My cousin Camille, who have products, hair products, natural hair products, and if she's on, you can type in your information, cousin Camille. Her stuff is awesome. And I'm just saying, people tell you and look at you and say, oh my God, there's no way God can heal you because look at your age. And sometimes the doctors may give up on you because you're a certain age and you may have some type of affliction. But don't you know that God fixes afflictions and God is a healer and he ain't looking at your age? God is capable of doing anything but fail. Hallelujah. So don't allow folks to count you out and tell you what you can't accomplish and how God cannot heal you, because God is a healer and he's a problem solver. Amen. And guess what? You when you wake up, it's new mercies every morning. New mercies every morning. Take hold of the new mercies. Hallelujah. Even when you may feel like, oh my God, it can't possibly be a new mercy for me, Father, because look what I did last night, Lord. Repent for your sins. Turn from it. And don't do it again. Amen. That's repentance. Ask God to forgive you and turn from it and don't do it again. God is a healer. I always tell my children, God don't judge us like man will. Because sometimes my daughter say, Mom, are you angry? I say, uh-huh. She said, well, you think God is angry? I said, God don't think like how we think. His thoughts are not our thoughts, and his ways are not our ways. Amen? So he don't think and act like we do. Mommy may be upset about a situation, but God didn't already forgive you when you ask for forgiveness. It could be something minor to my daughter, like she came into the house, and maybe, you know, she said hi, but the way she spoke and say hi. Mom, you think you mad at me or God? No, God don't think how we think. Sometimes we are our own worst enemy. Over a hello like that? No. I may be like, what's your problem? But God is not, don't treat us like that. And I just love God. And even though that he's slow to anger, the Bible says not like he don't ever get angry. He's just slow to it. Amen. But honey, you don't never want to get in the hands of the wrath of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, no, you don't. Hallelujah, because the battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. But Joel And this portion of time, Joel was speaking to the children of Israel about their wayward ways and about being in that desolate place. And I guess they probably felt, as much as I've done to God, I turned my back on him. I haven't lived according to how God wants me to live. It's no way that he can prosper me. It's no way that, oh, yes, he can. He said, rend your heart. I ain't talking about your garments, what you got on. No, rend your heart unto me. That means give everything, hallelujah, over to God so I can heal you, so I can restore you. Ask God, turn from your wayward ways. And ask God to forgive you for your sins, because God will do just that when you ask him. If you don't like the way you live, okay, fix it. Do something about it. Tell him good night. Go home. Don't come back until you put a ring on it. Even when you do put a ring on it, you still got to go bye-bye and not come back. Come back as my husband. How about that one? Amen. So with certain things, how you can fix different situations. You don't like to be a potty mouth, then stop being a potty mouth. Amen. You don't like gossiping when you hang up and you talk about another friend when they call, then stop the talking about another friend. Turn your conversation to something good. You don't like the lying and cheating and stealing, then stop robbing folks. How about stop robbing God and give 10% of your offerings on Sundays? Amen. If you know you're not going to be on Sunday, Cash App. Every church I know got Cash App, PayPal, and you name it, honey. There's a way to get your offering through. So God is so, let me tell you, it just feels like God is just pouring so much into me right now, and I want to get it all out. But what I do want to say is don't ever think that God can't forgive you. God can't restore you. God can't replenish you, and he can't heal you. The devil is a liar. Oh, yes, he can. He's real, y'all. God is real. And I love him so much. So in verse 25 says, after he told them in 12 and 13, how to, you know, give me your heart, return and repent for your sins. Amen. Because at that point, he was just tired. You keep turning your back on me, and I'm here, and I love you. God loves us. But he's tired of the foolishness. Let me say, God has checked me so much. Amen. He has checked me so much. And I said, and I shared Sunday because it was so powerful at St. Paul and St. Paul Chapel on 21st and Manton. Pastor Joshua Goodness, the pastor, and I. It was awesome because I was reading the story of Ezra, the story of Zerubbabel, which is in Ezra. But it was two prophets, Haggai and Zechariah, that came and spoke life into him. But I, according to that week, I was like, God, is it me? Is it something that I'm doing that I'm so disobedient to you, Father? Because I felt like something that I wasn't doing. And this is before I even got there on Sunday. But a couple of weeks ago, God revealed to me, it's my disobedience. Because it felt like I came from Haggai 1 and it was verse 6 and it talked about like holes in your pocket, and it feels like holes in the bag, and it feels like all your earnings and all your wages, no matter how much money you make, you still don't have no money. And I'm trying to figure out, didn't it feel like nothing will satisfy you? And that isn't that amazing? How when you know when you're being disobedient to God and God called you to do a work, but you still disobedient to him, and it seemed like everything start drying up around you, and when you buy clothes, it don't satisfy you. Happy when you go from the mall, but then after a while, you're like, huh, it's still that void on the inside. You go out, you drink, you have a good time to eat, but it still don't satisfy you because you get home, you be like, darn, it lasts for a minute, but now I'm back the same way. God start drying up some stuff in your life. And I was like, and God start drying up some stuff with them because he wants them to go back to rebuild the temple that was burned down in Jerusalem. So I was like, God, I don't understand what's going on. He revealed to me it's your obedience. You're not being obedient to me. And But I knew exactly what it was. Let me tell you something. We could sit around when your family asks you, what's wrong with you? You'd be like, I don't know. You know what's wrong. You know, because you know on the inside what's going on. Now, I think I buried all of that, but I knew exactly where my obedience lies. Even though I buried all of that stuff, you know, like it didn't even exist no more, that God didn't call me to that type of work. But guess what? It's real, y'all. That work is real. And I said, oh, my God, I'm being disobedient to God. And guess what? That's why everything seemed like around me started drying up. Now, I'm not that. That was for my case. I'm not saying, you know, for every case, like God sit in heaven every time we do something, well, I'm punishing. You know, it wasn't a punishment, but it was a wake-up call. Amen. Just like he had to wake them up. in the book of Ezra, it was in Haggai when a prophet starts speaking to him, and also in Zechariah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he was like, you know, you earning wages, and it's like holes in the bag. You know, the more money you make, it comes, it's like holes in the bag. You're like, well, where did my money go? The more you make, it seems like the more you don't have. So God starts shaking up some stuff around me to get my attention. Like, God, what is it, Father? Until I was like, God, what is it? What is it? And guess what? I still didn't get it. And then after a while, some time passed, and I'm like, God, when I tell you I got to a point where, God, what? I can just feel God. What is it? And God was like, it's your obedience. You're being disobedient. So it's your obedience that you got to be obedient to me. You know, amen. If I called you to do something, you got to do it, sweetheart. But guess what? Fear not, because I am with you. We fear everything that God tells us to do. I don't care if God tell you to go ahead and vacuum your neighbor's house and go clean your neighbor out because she's an elder, she's elderly, and I called you, told you 5 months ago to get over there to help your neighbor, and we like, I ain't going over there to help. We act like we don't hear God. But then after a while, you be like, God, what is it? It could be something like that. So don't always have to be, you know, or I'm called to preach, teach. No, it could be things in our lives that God called us to do that we refuse to do. I told you to take your boss out and give her a thinking of you card, and you said, I ain't doing that. And then you start feeling like, God, what is it? That's disobedience to God when he called you to do something. Amen? So I'm like, Lord, have mercy. But when I tell you that the children of Israel, as he told them what they need to do, and it says, and verse 25 says, he said to them, and I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. The years that the locusts have eaten. The cankerworms, hallelujah, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sit among you, hallelujah, and ye shall eat plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, hallelujah, that have dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed, hallelujah, God. I love this question, scripture, Joel chapter 2, verse 25. See, the children of Israel thought that God had forgotten about them. They felt like, God, we're in this desolate place. God, we have been so bitter towards you and so angry and so disobedient and so rebellious. But let me tell you something. God loves us, and he wants to forgive us. So he asked them to turn from your wicked ways. Turn to me and give me your heart. See, God wants our heart. We want to give God half our heart, but don't want to give him everything. No, give God everything. Let me tell you something. I said to the Lord, hallelujah, years ago, I think I was like about 20, 21, maybe 22 years old. And I said, Lord, I said, I want to stop the partying. I want to stop hanging out and drinking, and I want to stop hanging out clubbing. Now, I'm not saying it's not okay for a glass of wine, because, yes, you can. The sin is not in the wine. The sin is in being gluttony, the gluttony, and being doing it excessively. That's the sin when you sitting around drunk and falling all out and all that stuff. That's the sin, but not having a glass of wine. Amen? You're just not supposed to drink excessively. So, I was drinking excessively, and I wanted my life, that part of my life, to be over, but I was afraid to step out because I said, Lord, I have a good time partying. I have a good time drinking. I have a good time hanging out, but I knew that it was time for me to stop because I felt the Lord. And I said to God, I said, if I stop all of this, what feeling will I have? When I tell you it was like an out-of-body experience, God gave me that feeling of being in him, stopping all this stuff that I used to do. And when I tell you, he let me live there for a couple of minutes, and I was on the bus at the time. And then that quick, he took it from me. And I said, oh, my God, God, really? And I was like, you know what? And some time went, and I said, forget everything. I am tired of hanging out, tired of clubbing. I'm tired of drinking. God, I want to give you everything. But that same feeling that he gave me, then that fresh new feeling, is the same feeling I have today. But I was scared to take a chance. I was scared to take a chance of stop hanging out, and maybe I'll lose some friends. But guess what? Those same friends that I used to be with then are the same friends that I have today. So when it's your friend, and they respect what you want to do. Amen? But I said, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I had to stop all that because I knew that God was pulling me in another direction. And guess what? It's the best feeling you could possibly have. But when I tell you God gave me that feeling of being in him, and then as soon as I was getting to just glean in it, God snatched it. And I was on the bus. I said, oh, my God. But he let me feel it. That's a whole hallelujah, God. That's how merciful he is. He let me feel what it would feel like. Stop hanging out, stop partying, stop drinking. So when I totally gave my life over to the Lord, the same feeling that he gave me on the bus is the same feeling I have now. And guess what? I haven't missed it. But let me tell you, so even though I like to dance, every time somebody get married, I am on that dance floor tearing it up. Okay, I love when people get married because that's the time when I can just have a good time and party, y'all. Amen, amen, and amen. So, but I just love this portion of scripture because everything that was taken from them, God restored everything. And let me read again. Verse 25 says, and I will restore to you the years, that means years, of everything being taken. So if your family took something from you, if the job took something from you, if your community took something from you, if you even messed up some stuff, your own self, God said, I will restore unto the years. Where he wants your heart, y'all. I will restore unto the years that the locusts had eaten, and the cankerworm, oh my God, and the caterpillars, and the palmer worm, my great army, I sent among you. Hallelujah. The great army that he sent among us. Amen. But honey, no more, because he said, I'll restore everything. Well, even though at that time God asked to repent for our sins, he withdrew all of that from us. Amen. Because when you're out of the will of God, you start going through all kind of crazy stuff. In verse 26, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. Hallelujah. Didn't I talk about that, y'all? Let me tell you, you can feel like nothing satisfies you. When you get home, you're like, oh, my God, I am not satisfied. But you were satisfied while you was out drinking, partying, eating. But and it fills you up for a minute. But when you get home, you feel that emptiness on the inside. He says, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God. Hallelujah. That has dealt wondrously with you. And my people should never, hallelujah, be ashamed. Hallelujah, God. God is so awesome. And he says in verse 27, and ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. That I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people should never be ashamed. Hallelujah. He said when he restored it, then you will know that I am in the midst of thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. He's so faithful, y'all. I just love him, love him, love him. My lines are open. If somebody want to press 1, I'll take your call before my broadcast ends. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, have mercy, y'all. Honey, God said that he would restore everything that they eaten up, everything that the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar has eaten up. I will restore unto you the years. So that's years of stuff that God will restore. Amen. You got to trust God and you got to believe God for it. Amen and amen. Amen. My lines are open. If you want to press 1, I'll take your call. Hallelujah, Jesus. I am just so grateful on today because the Lord is so faithful, y'all, and he is so good. I bless the name of the Lord. Oh, yes, I do. Let me tell you, he will restore everything back unto you. Amen. Your joy, your happiness, your finances. Amen. Amen. Your peace of mind, everything God will restore unto you. Amen. But God called you to turn back to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see the hearts. Hallelujah. So he is a healer, Corinne. He is a healer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray out. I see you all on next Tuesday. You know, just meditate on that. And after our call, just say, God, what is it, Father, that's in my life that you want me to get rid of? But the key is not to be afraid to hear from God. Because God may say, remove some folk. Or I'm going to remove you for some folk. If God want to remove you, he know what's best for you. And even though that person may be good, that don't mean they're good for you. Amen. That's important. including friends as well, relationships, whatever. You know, God is so good. Co-workers, amen. So don't be afraid to trust God because he knows what's best. And trust me, you ain't missing nothing. You're not missing anything in your past, amen. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up, God. I give you the highest praise, Father. Lord, I feel it heavy on my heart, God. We have some people on the call, Father, that feel like they want to give up some things, God, that they know is not pleasing to you, Father. But, Lord, we ask that, God, you would give them the courage, you would give them the strength, and you would give them the mind, God, and you would give them current side to be with them when they remove those things. Even they have to have a conversation with someone, God. Lord, do it right now for your glory, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Father. We ask that, God, you would touch everyone on this call on today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we pray, Father God, you would touch my friend Sandy right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that, God, you would touch her daughter Kiana, Father. Lord, we pray, Father God, you would move right now for your glory, God. We thank you for the beautiful house you blessed her with, God. Keep her, God, safe, God. Keep her daughter safe in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And Lord, we love you, Father God. We love you for just smiling upon all of us, Father, for loving us, God, more than we love ourselves, God. Lord, some of us are mourning loved ones on today, God. Lord, just heal our hearts, God. Make it peaceful, God. Make it smooth there, Father God, that we won't mourn, Father God, so hard, God. Lord, I know there's nothing wrong with mourning, God, but Lord, I ask, Father God, if you would make it easy for them, God. Allow them to reflect, God, on the new thing, on the joy that they had with their loved ones, Father God. Fill that void, God, in the name of Jesus. For you are our problem solver, God. And, Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Lord, we seek you every morning, God. And, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your son, Jesus, dying on the cross for our sins that we may have everlasting life. You said in thy word, thou shalt confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. That's Romans 10:9. God, we thank you. And we pray, Father God, Lord, we know that it's already fixed. It's already fixed. It's fixed, God. Restore unto us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, everything that that devil came to steal, God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for restoring, God. We thank you for replenishing, God. We thank you for deliverance on today, God. We thank you, God, for restoring everything back from years ago, God. We thank you for restoring us back, God. And Lord, we pray, Father God, for Tressa Azarel. You continue to grow her in her ministry, dear God. Continue to grow her and touch her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and her sister Tamara, Father. We thank you, God, and it's in Jesus' most precious name. I do pray. Touch my family, touch my mama in the name of Jesus. We love you. We thank you for getting everybody back to school safe. We love you. And it's in Jesus' name we do pray. And touch Quady, Father God, and Jazz. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Go in peace. Know God is on your side, honey. Hope in God because you are victorious. We pray and thank God for everyone that God has blessed. Everybody got everybody all back to school and all safe, and Dylan and everybody. We just bless God on today. God bless you all. Go in peace and know that God is on your side. God is on your side, y'all, and that you are victorious. Hope in God, and you are victorious. God bless you. God bless.